This was the this was, I mean, it was mutter. It was, there was no, there was no yisr.
I heard that David HaMelech was really, he was very kind to Abishag, because he had like his limit of wives, 18, and so like if he had, like had sex with Abishag, she couldn't get married again after. Right. So he, it was like it shows nicely.
You think if you have 18 wives?
I think I'm not in the haze of things.
No, because there was no one that was able to. Even, I don't know who she was. Right. I don't know what the Chazal speak about that. I mean, later I'll try to take a look.
But is it the point of a person's life is to overcome the Yetzer Hara? But it almost seems like if someone ever gets to that point, then you have another problem, because if you've overcome it, then you're ending up like you're saying, David HaMelech.
The Maaser says,
come to me if you have that problem.
No, the Maaser says that there was a reason that he did. I don't want to go against what you're saying. I mean, that's a very...
Oh, no, that's...
No, but it's a Chazal that says that he was born with her, that he showed that it was not because there was not any possibility.
Oh, I know what you're referring to. Bathsheba came, and then they...
Right.
We won't say anymore. Right. That's what you're saying.
Yes,
So this, just again, I don't know what exactly what this was. Sometimes I get, say in yeshiva.
Oh.
So, and sometimes it's, I don't know which, I forget. I hope I don't. It's not everything is a repetition. That the two things that the two things that the Malach. In other words, the Malach came. Were we holding by that? We had that last week, the Malach. The Malach, the Tzar Tzva Hashem, came. It says, we didn't get to that point at all. After the Bris Milah, and after the Korban Pesach, and the Omer, and then the Yishros Haman, and they had the Omer, we supposed to have. So after that, it says in other words, the Gemara the Dorm says, here the limud that the Ibushal ear is the ear. Right. So it says, "Vayisa enov, vayavine ish omid lenegdo, v'charbo shlufa biyado." So someone came to him. It was a malach, and he saw it as an ish omid lenegdo, and it's chera v'shlufa biyado.
Does everything was interesting in the Lashon Vayisa? You know, it appears throughout the Nachum.
Yeah.
I try to look. I looked in the.
Always breezes their eyes when they're looking.
So I thought this was the same wash, and I thought the Baal HaTorim would go on every day. He doesn't bring it down. The Baal HaTorim a lot of times brings down the Mesoira, and that where the two psukim are. This lashon is, he might say lashon is by Baal HaTorim. He said Ainu Vayah.
I looked, but I didn't see him. This is when he was going around Jericho, and then the
no, this is before. Before,
and he wasn't studying enough.
Right. This is.
I would say the lashon in general appears throughout Tanakh. It seems like a strange lashon, since that he raised his eyes and he saw that. That's how a person looks. They raise their eyes.
It could be.
He could be looking down, and he moved up.
I didn't make items. It must be something, but I don't know. He said, "You coming for us, or you coming for the Tzareinu?" So they said, "Vayomer lo ki ani sar tzavon Hashem atavosi." Vayipu Yeshua pana v'artzav yistochu vayomer lo mo adoni medaber alavdo. So he said atavosi. Said he's the sar tzva Hashem. So the differences in Chazal who which malach it was. So the going to go with the mahalat that it was matat that there are other perushim. I think Rashi may even bring down the Chazal that says it was Michoel. Michoel. And others say it was Gavriel. And here
I'm in a class.
This was matat.
What's here?
Who was this Sar Tzvah Hashem? Which Malach was it?
So who says that's the top?
There's a Chazal that says it in the Big Family. That says it was Matat. Who is so? What does it mean? Matat means that the Ribbono Shalom after the Chet HaEgel was going to send a Malach instead of the Kodesh Baruch Hu being Mani Klal Yisrael. It was going to be a Malach, and Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel that it should be a Malach. The Malach shouldn't come. It should only be a Kodesh Baruch Hu who's Mani Klal Yisrael. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said that Einu Chanan calls Man that Moshe Rabbeinu was there. He was misratza to the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said that that it won't be either Malach or be only a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was one of the things that he was. Nisrata, that he agreed to that he was rootsa to the Felix Moshe Rabbeinu. So when he was agreed to the Felix Moshe Rabbeinu, so this Malach, that Malach was called Matat. And the Ribbono Shel Olam said that Matat was the Sar HaOlam. That was the Sar HaOlam. That's the Tosus in the end of the first Perek of Yevamos. The Gemara brings down Narayisi Gamzakati, Borisi Tzadim, that's the Sar HaOlam. Tosafot says, who's the Sar HaOlam? That's Matat. There's a certain Malach that this Malach, whatever the Cheshbon is about, you can ask, why does Ribbono Shel Olam need any Malach? He doesn't need any. But the Mahalach of the Bria that Ribbono Shel Olam made was of the Malach. Matat was one of the, was the Sar over all the Malachim. And he was the Sar HaOlam, Bezer Shem, it's Nogia Chanukah, but Sar HaOlam, and this Sar HaOlam was someone that the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Al Tamer Bo, don't, so the Parshat Pshat is, don't make a merida against him, because he's the one I'm sending as a Shliach, so that's the Parshat, there's another Pshat in Al Tamer Bo. Don't make him a tmura, which means there is a sakona that this malach to think that he has a kayach. In other words, this malach, since he's the sar olam and he's the one who fears the velt, who's manig the olam, so you would think there's a possibility of making a toast and thinking that he has some kayach. And that was the toast, as I'll say, that was the toast of Acher. That Acher made that toast, and that's why he went, b'chutz. Because he saw an Adam Yoshev al-Akisei, and that was this Malach, and immediately he thought that this was, that he had a koch. That's for you. He made the toast. Also, it says, don't make a tmura, because this Malach, a person could make such a mistake. There's a possibility of a mistake. So that's this Malach. The Malach is, and that's the Sar HaOlam. That's the Sar HaOlam. I always give the marshal, you know, is there those that stand within that. There's Yosef. There's Eliezer, Eben Avraham. Those are two, even Moshe Rabbeinu in a certain sense. But the marshal, it says by Eliezer, Eben Avraham, who was a Khan Beso, Moshe B'chol HaShalom. Right. So that was the pshat. So the Chazal say, in that parasha, whenever you know, it was a Khan Beso, Moshe B'chol HaShalom, he's acting He's the one who's going to find the one that's going to be Nosei Yitzchak Avinu. He's the one who's controlling Moshe B'chol Shavu. He was Moshe in all the inyanim of Avram Avinu. So Mela, he was. So you would look at him and think there's something in him that he has a koyach Eliezer, and
like Avram.
You would think he acts as a Moshe B'chol Shavu. He comes to the love and love and says, I'm Eved Avraham. What I am is an Eved Avraham.
Rabbi, you guys, an earlier speech talking about Eved Hashem or Eved Amelk, there's a certain chashi.
Right. But he's saying don't attribute to me that I have anything other than I'm not a chashuv in any way. I am only an Eved Avraham. And because of that, he became Baruch Hashem, Baruch, he became Yatsim Chalor, Baruch HaBaruch. But I just showing that this was such a Shliach who was corresponded to this Malach of Metach.
What is the name?
He corresponded to the, I don't get that.
I mean, that means that he functioned in a way that resembled the functioning of Metat. And Chazal say that wherever it says in that parasha Ish, it doesn't call him by name, it was Metat. It was actually Metat. The Chazal say that again, in that parasha, there's also the same things by Yosef. I always give the mashal by Yosef. It says also a similar thing. Ani Paro, there's a medrash to the Gwetra by Yosef. Yosef is also the Mishnah Lamela. I said, anyone who would look at Yosef would say, Yosef, the whole Mitzrayim did whatever he said. He was in complete control of whatever happened in Mitzrayim. No one asked Paro. He put Yosef was the one who was a manig of the whole Mitzrayim. So you look at Yosef and you say, he's the Melech. The power is not exercising any koyach. It's the you look at Yosef, you think power says, and it's a medrash. It's just I need power. Whatever it is, don't think that your koyach is only for me. So l'havdil kavyochol, the same thing is by this malach. It can be thought of. He's the one who's being minding everything. He's the one who's sarah. No, he's not. So this is this malach. I mean, there's an Negeya, but it says the law should name Al Tanrabo. Don't make a tumor. So in this, he came, the Gemara in Megillah, there's more like this in Erevin, there's more like this in Sanhedrin. So the Gemara in Megillah says that he said he came for a chatoyim, that they were mevato, the Tamid, Korban Tamid, and they were Mavatl, Yeshua was Mavatl Torah. So Yeshua was asking, why are you coming? Are you coming for the chait that we were Mavatl Tamid? Are you coming for the chait of Bittl Torah? Which one are you coming for? So again, Chas V'Shom, it doesn't mean, what do you mean? He decided to be Mevatel Torah, and he decided to be Mevatel Tamid. Avada was a cheshman. And Avada, he held that he had to be Mevatel the Korban Tamid because they were Isaac and Mochama, and they had and couldn't do the Korban Tamid. And also by Bittel Torah, Avada wasn't the Sefer Torah Chaim, which was from the Friedrich, it says over there that the Morin Sanhedrin, he says that it doesn't even mean he stopped learning. He didn't learn deeply enough. He didn't learn the Iyun when he should have been learning the Iyun, and that's what it's called Bittul Torah. So that's there's a base of Ephraim like that also that says that's Bittul Torah. It says by Kriyas Megillah. So that's the sugya. This sugya Megillah goes through. It says Mevatlin Talmud Torah. With Kriyas Megillah, the Mavato learning for Kriyas Megillah. So the Gemara has a whole shot. It says, and you learn it out because you're Mavato Avoda. So it says if Maruch Yomavato Lavoda, certainly Kavachom Yomavato, the Yomavato Talmud Torah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? It's the opposite. When Yeshua asked the Malach, which chait are you coming for? The Malach said, Atabasi, I'm coming for the tonight, now. Now you should be learning. And you weren't learning, that's what I'm coming for, not the Talmud. So you see the Talmud Torah is greater than Avoda. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara says, and you go, and it's Kasha, says the Gemara says, Talmud Torah Rabin, but Talmud Torah Yachad, it goes through all Shaka Vitaya. That's the Gemara. So it comes out from this that the Malach came for Talmud Torah, that there was Bittul. And it says that Yeshua won the Emek Vayolim by the Emek Halacha. Miyad, the Gemara says in Megillah, Miyad Vayolim Yeshua by Emek Halacha. He went and he became Shakua in learning. He became, he learned the Emek Halacha. Of course, Kipshuto, it means that, of course, it's an ace tzara. It was an ace of coming into an ace where they were coming to do mechama. So of course, they should be schusim. So anything that would be a tzoran, if there's a bittul Torah, if there's a mavatul tamin, and the cheshbon was not right. So of course there's more of a hakpada and more of an inyan bimazaris to be mesaket. But what mice is that there's one, and why the dafka here by Yericho is the dafka here comes such a thing. Because why is it that there's a bittul Talmud Torah and a bittul Talmud? Also, besides that, and both of them have a similarity. Now there's a similarity between the two. One is both of them are Talmud. There's Talmud, means every day there has to be these two korbanos. That's the inyan of Talmud, the Boker Ben Arbaim. And there's a second thing is the Talmud Torah, Vagisa Boyom Valayel, which was the pasuk said to Yehoshua, that Vagisa Boyom Valayel. That's Talmud. So on this, they were mevatel the inyan of Tmidus, something that has to be Talmud. So. So this limud is in the Gemara Megillah. We know if it brings something in any Masechta, there can be a Pashup shot where it's there, and it can be very, but there's also a Pnimus. If it's in this Masechta, and this, then there's a reason why it's besides it goes with the Chitzoni, the Pshat, the Nigla, Pnimus to it. Here, I'm not saying this is Panemius, but the Lamaise is, this is Mikra Megillah. In Sechthus Megillah, they're in Yonim of Bittel. This goof of Mevatlin, Talmud Torah, Mevatlin Avoda, Lucreus Megillah. There's another sugi, I didn't look to see how many, but there's another one there in Sechthus Megillah, is Asura Batlon. But there has to be in the city a certain size, has to be Asur about Lonim. So that's opposite about Lonim. That means they're sitting and learning, they're sitting and davening. So Lamai says, there's an Indian of Bittul. Why is there an Indian of Bittul here? Why is there an Indian of Mavaklin with Kriyas Megillah and Bittul? Because the Sforum, the Nitzkius of Klal Yisrael is Kriyas Megillah. The Nitzki is Purim. That's the Nitzki R. Nitzki is. Okay. That's why it says, that's another one. It says, La'osad lovo, all the Yom Tovim asidin li'botel, except for Purim. So, you see, everyone's going to become botel except for Purim. Whatever the pshat in that is, I don't go too much into Purim. So what does it mean? That means that the Nitzchius comes, that it's never bottled. The Purim lo Yosef, it's not going to be bottled. So it's the Netzach of Klal Yisrael. So the Nitzchius of Klal Yisrael, that's where Shmuel HaNavi said, Netzach Yisrael lo Yishakir. that was by the Milchomas with Amalek. That inyan is that therefore we're, it's Mabatlan Talmud Torah, which is Talmud, and Talmud, which is the inyan of Talmud, for the Kriyas Megillah. Now, there's a whole sugya there where the means of its bottle, it's kolim, it's kadima, whatever. But it says it's some inyan of bittul means that it's because Kriyas Megillah is the nitzkiyus, the shorish of where our nitzkiyus comes from. That's never going to be bottle. That's poor. When is when do we have Kriyas Megillah? So the different places, right? They're in different places. It corresponds to Shushan. The places that are by Shushan is Ayorim, the cities, Shemukafas, Homa, Mimos, Yeshua. Those cities that are surrounded by a Homa from the Mimos Yehoshua. So again, the Rishon will figure out why is it Yeshua was, it's Yeshua. So Yeshua was the first Muhammad was Yericho. Yerushalayim is Mukav Choma. Yericho was the Mukav Choma connected the Mukav Choma of Yerushalayim. So I don't know if we're good. The mice is, it's Mukafas Choma is that. These two inyanim, Bittul Torah and Bittul Avoda, it's not that the Bittul of Talmud Torah, it's that is what Eretz Yisrael is. We have this many times already, that the Eretz Yisrael is not about it. There's Talmud Torah and there's Talmud Torah in the whole Olam. And about it is the same in Yanam of Bittul and Kiyom of Limud HaTorah. In Eretz Yisrael is, without it, it can't exist in Eretz Yisrael. Without that Madrega, and why? As I said a few weeks ago, that's the pshat is, that's Yehoshua was Misakin, the second Bracha of Birkas HaMazon, Noda. Al Shin Chalto Lavaseinu Eretz Chem L'Tovah Rechama. Ashur Tzitzanu Meir Tzitzrayim. One. Bris Chosh, Asher Chosam Tavi Zareinu, Bris Mi, Baal Taros Chosh Yim Aratam. So the Baruch, the Gemara Baruch says, if you don't say those two, if someone doesn't say those two things, it's Lo Yatsi Lech Havasa. So these two in Yonim, which they just had Bris Mila, and Talmud Torah now, are the Hachnosa in the Eretz Yisrael, is Bedafka with this Limud. And what is this limud of Torah? This limud of Torah is halacha. Now halacha, there's a definition of what halacha doesn't mean. It's not speaking about learning, let's say, Mishnah Berurah. That's avad mishnah avai. But I'm just saying that when it says halacha, it means this is a shmaitz alibi hilchasa. So this inyan,
like
halacha b'shem Sinai, halacha b'shem Sinai, and why is that? Because Eretz Yisrael, as I said before, is the Torah Sheba'al Peh, is the b'china of Torah Sheba'al Peh coming into that's the inyan of hakala, halacha b'shem Sinai is hakala l'moshem Sinai. That's that Torah is our kala. The term Marusha Pilus Yaakov Altikri Marusha and Ma'orasa, and that's called Halacha Moshe Misinai. That's Hakala, and look. So therefore, when Yeshua was told he was Mevatel Torah, is Vedafka Vayolin BeEmek Halacha, that he went and he learned the Emek of Halacha, Hakala. That this Bechina Torah is what Shaiach to Eretz Yisrael. We don't get to the whole thing, but Lamai says, just one of Talmud. What's Talmud have to do? That little bit, that should come back. What's Talmud have to do? So there's a Peladika, Mishnah that's brought, and the Mishnah is brought, and it's the third Pirik in Masechtas Talmud. It's not a Masechta Sanhedrin. So the Masechta, this Pirik starts out about the bringing of the Korban Tamid. Amar Lahona Lahen Amamuna, Bo Vihifisu, Miha Shochet, Miha Zorek, Miha Dash, Mizbeach, another with the Mimale Vorm Lekevis, this is going on Korban Tamid. So this Mishnah says, what do they do? Part of the process of the Tamid is that there were two Maftechus, and they came in, the Kohen came in, they opened up one, and it says, Shnei Pishpishim Hoylo L'Shar HaGadol. There was a Shar HaGadol, Achas B'Tzofon, the Achas B'Dorim. So it says, and one of them they did not open, because that was the Shar Kaviyochel that Ribono Shel Olam came through. Hazeh Sogro Yelo Yiftach. The Isha Yavobo, Hashem Elokei Yisrael Bobo, Bahoya Sogur, that was Sogur. The Notal as Mafteach, Upasach as a Pishmish. They took the, they opened it up, they opened up by taking the Briach, the pole that was there, that was locking the door, and the locking the Shar. So it says, so they came to the Shar HaGadol, Higil Shar HaGadol, Hever Zanag, way again, this Briach, this, the English name is good, what do you call that, a Briach HaTichon, they took away this,
hinge?
What?
Hinge?
Not hinge, they used to put a, this was a lock, they put a cross beam, it locked it. So he says, Hever Zanagar, Be'es, Poschos, they opened it up. Lohoye Shochet Hashochet, this is Tumid of Boker. Ache Shomea Koshar Godel Sheniftach. Ache Shomea Shar Godel Sheniftach. So he didn't shech the Korban Tumid until he heard the Shar opening. When he heard the Shar Godel open, that's when he shechted. Then the mission says, Meiricho, from Yericho, Shomen, Kol, Shar, Godel, Sheniftach. They used to hear it in Yericho. In Yericho, they heard the opening of the Shar. So it means they heard that was when the Tamid was brought. In other words, in Yericho, the Ravid says that it doesn't mean that the sound went that far. He said it was a nace. It only went to Yericho. From Yerushalayim, it went to Yericho. So what is it? We have and then the Mishnah goes through all the things that they heard from Yerushalayim. It goes through a whole list. Yericho Yishomen Kol Ben Arza, Makish Betzalta, Silta. Yericho Yishomen Kol Achalil. Yericho Yishomen, Mamish, a whole list of things that they heard, Bedafkin Yericho, from Yerushalayim. So there's a connection between Yerushalayim and Yericho. And one of the things is, they heard the Tamid. They knew when the Tamid was being shechted. So they knew that when was the Tamid shechted, because they heard the Shar HaGadol open. Now the opposite of Shar HaGadol opening is Yericho, Sogur Misugeris. That the whole Koyach of Yericho was that it had a coma, that it didn't open, that it was completely closed. This to me was very, it may not sound like, but
there were Canaanites in there.
Just like something that was, to me, was like, again, you have a wall, it's a tremendously strong wall, and you're coming to see, to make a siege. So what do you do when you're making a siege? So you bring in the siege machines, right? What do? You take the, this is how they used to do, right? They had catapults, and they used to take the throw the rocks in, and they used to throw the rocks against, and they used to try to climb over to the home to put the. That's how you attack when you have a wall. What does it mean you attack the wall by walking around? You walk, there's nothing straight. You're not going to the wall at all. You're going around the wall. You're walking around the wall. That's the way you attack this wall. So, what is it? You're making another wall. You're making another wall. You're not, there's no frontal attack. There's no siege machines. There's nothing that you're trying to break down this coastal. You know how you break down the wall? You break down the wall? By walking around it. By going around the wall. So what are you doing by doing that? What is Kai by walking? I mean, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to make a nace, which it was a nace. What does that have to do with walking around the wall? This they did 6 days. And then the seventh day, they walked around seven times. So we have the Etzem in this. We have two times that I know of that we do the same thing. And this I'll be the Sorum saying in this. One is
Sukkot.
The Kofas. Not Kofas, but by Sukkot. We do one each day, one in Kofa. And then Hoshana Rabba, we do seven. That's one. The other place we have it is
by
Chasana. That the Isha walks, the Kala walks around seven times. So even though there was a minute also three times, but it says in the Isha Makomus Harbi that's pretty much our minute is to do seven times. So you have these two places that we do the same thing as they did by Yericho. So the Shal is, why does it correspond to Yericho? So again, Yericho is from Lashon Yareach. Yareach is the Levana. You have a Yareach is a Levana. So Yericho is Levana. The only thing is that Yericho is Levana, not Mitzad HaKedusha, but from the opposite. In other words, Yerushalayim is also called Levana, Halevana. It's that Yerushalayim is the Zeh L'umazeh of Yericho. Yericho is Levana, not is the Yareach, not Mitzad Kedusha, but Mitzad Tuma. And the Inyan of being Sogor Mesugeres is that you see, it's a Pelah D'Kedoshah. I mean, Klal Yisrael, it wasn't that Yericho was obstructing any way to get into Eretz Yisrael. No, it wasn't physically completely obstructing someone. It was on the border, but it was not. There would have been ways to get around it. In other words, it wasn't that you couldn't get into Eretz Yisrael. This was the lock to Eretz Yisrael. Just like the Shar HaGadol, that was the opposite. That when they wanted to check the Tamid, they had to open the lock. That's that. And the Lashon is what? The Lashon says, Hevir es hanagor. They took away this nagor, which is the lock, the briach. They took away the nagor. So Yericho was the nagor of Eretz Yisrael. And that's a medrash. The medrash says, medrash shemei. But just this one, this medrash. The medrash says, in Bamidbor, it says, "Aseil choshtei chatzotros kesef." So the medrash goes through and says, "No, only Moshe Rabbeinu had the chatzotros. Even Yehoshua Talmido did not have the chatzotros." That's what it goes through. So he says. Sharei Yehoshua Talmido Shemoy Shalom Nishtamesh Behen Ela B'Shofaris Kishabal Hilochim B'Yericho Niskansu Yericho Sheva Umos. So it says when he came to fight against Yericho, seven Umos came into Yericho. Shenemar B'Sai, and he brings a post in Yeshua Vayilochim U'Bechem Bal Yericho Hamori V'Pisi V'Kriani V'Hiti V'Yugoshi Hachivi V'Yavusi. Well, Etain or somebody asked him. So the Medrash asks, "V'chi sheva umos ha'yobali Yericho? Why does it call, the pasuk says they were called Bala Yericho. So why does it that Yericho was not Lechoret? Omar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Yericho Nagra Shel Eretz Yisrael. It was the lock, the same lock that was by the Shaar Gadol that they opened up for the Talmud. This was the lock the other way of Eretz Yisrael. This was the Nagra Shel Eretz Yisrael. Im Nichmesho Yericho Miyad Kol Eretz Nichbeshes. Just like if you open up the lock by the Shaar, so it opens up the whole Beis Hamikdash. Lefichach Niskatzu L'socha Sheva Umos. So they came. So this is why they all came to Yericho, because they were. This is where you have to fight Klal Yisrael. This is where the Tuma. This is where the Midas Rose of these Umas had to be Leichen. What did they do? These were the Nagra. What did they do? They didn't go out and fight. They locked it up. They made a Sogra Musugeris. They made the Nagra completely Nagra. So the whole Mechoma was against this Choma. Once the Choma went down, so there was no more Nagra, and therefore destroyed the Malka, the Gibori Chayo of Yericho. It was totally in this Choma. And this Choma was connected, and this is by the Hakofis, Bifratis, the Hoshana Rabba, is the Hakofis on the Hoshana Rabba come when all the Shivim Umos are Nismite. Because that's the last day. That's the last day that there's anything connected to Shivim Umos. It completes the Kayach connected to Shivim Umos is Hoshana Rabba. But by Shmini Atziris is power connected to Klal Yisrael. So there's nothing left. So Hoshana Rabba is the Siyum. That's what the Hakof is of Hoshana of every day. It takes a... It's walk with Bezrim, see why it's Hakofa. But the Hakofa is that Koach against the Umos HaOlam. And the Meila Taka, this is Sukkos. Because Sukkos has to do, and Bezrim said, you see, it says that there was no Sukkos like this, the Torah says, there was no Sukkos like this from the times of Yehoshua. So there was the Sukkos has to do with this Indian. Of being kovish, the umas ha'olam, and breaking this korach, which the haskola is this muhammad keneged Yericho. That's what we
want. Sakra baruch. So Asher was, he saw the angel sitting down, but the angels can't sit down. I thought it was simple, like they can't bend their knees.
Well, it seems that the Vishanu Takas Eitz that they could sit.
They could sit.
That's I would say here. I would say the Pshat they came in the Lavush Laya, in the Lavush Adam.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
So in Mela they could, and that's what it sits over here. It came to Lavush Adam.
Ah, thank you.